You are listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast with your host, Miles Hamrick. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Just Ask the Appraiser. Today, we're going to discuss a question that was asked by Nicole B. from Charlotte, North Carolina. Nicole's question was, what exactly does an appraiser do when they come to my home? Can I talk to them or discuss anything with them? Well, Nicole, that's two questions, so let's start out with the first one. Wikipedia's definition of an appraiser, from the Latin word appraetare, to value. An appraiser is a person that develops an opinion of market value or other value of a product, most notably real estate, is one who is expected to perform valuation services competently and in a manner that is independent, impartial, and objective. An appraiser performs a complete and detailed analysis of a property to determine its market value. Typically, for single-family residential homes like yours, Nicole, the appraiser would come and do a site visit, document the property's features, so that at a future time during the analysis, they can compare them against similar properties. Therefore, if you are having an appraisal done on your home for financing purposes, it's a good idea to make a list for the appraiser of all improvements or changes you have made to the property since you purchased it or since you've been living there. There is nothing wrong with you providing the appraiser with a list of items that you have done to the house or improvements you have made. This is just more information for the appraiser to do their job more efficiently. Can you talk to the appraiser while they're there for the site visit? Sure you can. Just keep your communication to the appraiser about the facts of the home and the neighborhood. And remember, don't discuss value. Don't pressure the appraiser to hit a value, and you'll be fine. The independence of the appraiser is utmost important, and discussing values will not help your case. While conducting the appraisal site visit, the appraiser will take pictures of all the rooms in the house, the garage, and the outside of the home. They will also measure the home and examine its overall condition, upgrades, amenities, and any other aspects of the home that are important to determine the marketability of the property. This information will be taken back to the appraiser's office, where they will conduct the analysis, collect the data, and provide the report to your lender. Here are just a few tips to prepare for an appraisal if you are having one done on your property. Get the appraisal done early in the process. If you're having a mortgage loan done, encourage your mortgage lender to not wait till the last minute, because appraisers can get busy and it takes time to do the analysis properly and report back to the client. It's a good idea to tidy up the property and cut the grass and clean up the yard so that the appraiser doesn't have things to trip over when they're trying to measure the outside of the property. Make it easy for the appraiser to tour your home. A short list of things to consider while you're having your site visit from the appraiser is to improve your curb appeal. You might want to spend a little bit of time outside the property, walking around, making sure that the grass has been cut and any debris may be picked up, limbs and leaves and things like that. Your photographs that will be going with the appraisal are very important to the reader of the appraisal. If you happen to have information about comparable sales, the appraiser can take those, and that's not a problem. Just understand that they have to do their research and due diligence for the appraisal. Make sure all your appliances are working, light switches on and off. Make sure the light bulbs are working in all your lamps. Test your kitchen appliances. Make sure the water drains out of your sinks and tubs. For the appraiser, if they're performing an FHA appraisal, we'll turn on the water and make sure it's working properly and that the water temperature is correct. In general, it's nice to have somebody there with the appraiser as long as they don't interfere with the process. Be there to answer questions and provide necessary access. Make sure all your crawl space doors are unlocked. All garages are accessible and that can be entered safely without injury. But just know that the appraiser, though they appreciate your assistance, you want to keep your distance and let them do their work. Nicole, I hope this answered your question. And if there's anyone that would like to provide questions for Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, you may email them to miles@mileshamrick.com. That is my personal email address, and we welcome questions for our show. You have been listening to the Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, brought to you by Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services, with your host, Miles Hamrick. All contents are the opinion of Miles L. Hamrick Sr. for the entertainment and or education purposes only. This information is in no way legal advice, real estate advice, investment advice, or the opinion of any other regulatory agency or organization. Thank you for listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast.